your class. I can. Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking about 70s, you know?
Right,
because
I'm saying you're only 39.
Right. This was in the 70s. And then even now, I don't really mean to give Roswell a bad taste or a bad name, but the truth of the matter is there's not a whole lot of hopes, a whole lot of hope for the African-American male in Roswell now. If they're not athletic, then they got to be geniuses, because if not, and don't let them get into any trouble, because I have a juvenile diabetic cousin that I'm helping my aunt, my grandparents to take care of now. And because of his diabetes, you know, diabetes will cause you, if your blood sugar gets too high or too low, it causes you to go through mood swings or whatever. And he was diagnosed 4 years ago, and he's 16 now. So he was young. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine what his behavior probably was like. He was off the chain. Now, the truth of the matter is, I think he needed a good butt whipping a couple of them times. But, you know, he was being raised by our grandparents. So, you know, grandparents let the kids get away with murder. So, but what ended up happening for him was, when after being diagnosed, he's been in serious condition a couple of times where he's had to be hospitalized. And it's caused him to spend some time out of school. Well, going back, when he gets back in school, they put him in special ed classes. Special ed classes. And that is something that happens regularly here. Children with behavioral problems, black kids with behavioral problems, end up being shipped over to special ed. I could get you to sit down and talk to this kid, and it wouldn't take you 2 seconds before you'd realize this child is not a candidate for special education. And the truth of the matter is, I think one of the reasons I'm back here is to make a difference. I'm slow at moving, but I really need to get on the ball, because this is ridiculous.
Yes.
So that's happening here.
And unfortunately, research shows that many black boys are placed in special ed, or quote unquote, these
behavioral problems
that mm-hmm. really don't make any sense.
And you know what ends up happening after that, right? They get frustrated mm-hmm. because now they're in special ed classes and they really can't get ahead, and they're being denied the proper education that they deserve, so they drop out.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yes. So when they drop out, what do? They get depressed, and they start trying to find a way. They start trying to find a job, realizing that you can't get a job without a GED or a high school diploma. So they start trying to make money. And what do they do to try to make money? They start selling drugs. They start doing all of this other stuff. They start stealing. They start doing all these other things. And what ends up happening is we come up, our beloved government has come up with another answer for the black problem, and that's institutionalization. Put them in jail. We'll make money off of them. So, I see the doggone thing, and I'm frustrated by it. And I want God to, I know I got a big mouth, so before I trouble the waters and cause even bigger problems for everybody, I just want God to give me wisdom on how to deal with it, because institutionalization is not the answer. If you can find help for the white kids, you can find help for our black kids. I hope I ain't out of order.
No, this is good. What made you in school